Blog Talk Radio.
We live in the building all day, every day, getting it in, you know, on Lush Radio Online, doing that one too, man. And today, we got an exclusive interview with your man, Ernest, that's doing this one too, the CEO of NSN Media, man. Definitely doing his thing, man, for real. So all you artists, you know what I'm saying, that's basically needing publicity, and you're really trying to really know the jewels on from a veteran publicist that basically drop the jewels and tell you guys, what do you look for when you're trying to get a publicist? What do you need to do? You know what I'm saying? What are the steps that you take? You know, so he's about to drop his jewels, so to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly in regards to, you know, the industry. So we getting it in tonight on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. Let's get it in tonight.
Attention music. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline.
Lush Radio Online.
Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, man, we is definitely getting it in all day, every day, man. Talking about, you know what I'm saying, real publicists, you know, you got a lot of people in the game saying they publicists, they take your money, and, you know, they really don't do nothing for you, and they don't really look for your best interest, man. We're talking about publicists, real publicists, not the people that be faking. So we definitely getting in, you know, we still got to pay the bills. I'm about to go to the phone line and bring my man in. That's what it is. Yo, 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 what up, Ernest?
Yeah, what up?
Nothing much. I gotta give you a Lush Radio welcome, my dude.
Thank you.
Up, E-Boogie. What's good with you, man?
On the grind, you know how it is.
CEO of MS Media, man, doing your 1-2, man. Before we get down into the nitty-gritty, man, go ahead and give your shout-outs.
Shout out to M&S Media Group. Shout out to everybody you work with. My partner, Delvell Wilson. All the artists we work with. Susanna Simone on the rise. Verbal Murder. You know how it is. You know what we do.
That's what it is. Yo, Ernest, man. You know we got a lot of people out here faking the funk, Ernest. Talking about they publicists. They doing PR. This, that, and the third. They just doing a lot of talking, man. What? You an OG, man, in the game. How long you been doing this, man?
I've been doing promotions. I started off doing promotions. I've been doing promotions for about 10, 12 years. And then we just moved on and started doing the publicist thing, which I'm sure you'll ask me, and I'm going to explain a little further later why we got into the publicist thing versus the promotion as well.
That's what it is. So let's start from the nest egg, where it all first began. The when you first jumped in the promo, man, what got you into jumping in the promo?
Started off probably like a lot of people in the industry, rapping as a youngin, you know how it is. And then I just moved in. I liked the behind the scenes. I started doing like promoting myself, and I started liking a lot of things behind the scenes. And eventually, I just started doing the behind the scenes thing. I got an opportunity to work. Mario's project, the Just a Friend joint, came out of J Records. And from there, we just kept rolling. We went to Rockefeller. We did some stuff with Def Jam, and we just kept moving. We did some stuff with Koch recently. You know, we just do our independent promo thing. And then, I mean, basically, we got into the publicist thing because combined, a lot of times you have a publicist doing one thing and you have a promo person doing another, and they're not going in the same direction. So as we started doing a lot more, covering a lot more events, holding our own press days for artists, we just, you know, decided let's move on, grab a couple of people that were good at what they did as far as publicists work, and we just worked it, and we've been grinding since.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And so, I mean, from jumping in a promo, when you first started doing promo, who were some of the people you worked with, you know, when you were doing it?
We did projects, like I said, we did Mario, we did a lot of the Rockefeller stuff in the early days, we did a lot of stuff for Def Jam, a lot of promo. I mean, with Koch, I mean, it was the ball and joint, it was the, it was even the joint, what's the boy name, what's the reggae boy name off of Koch? I'm trying to remember his name. Big Boy.
Paul, right?
Huh?
Not Sean Paul, right?
Sean Kingston. There we go. Sean Kingston. You know, sometimes we get stuff that we promo and we, you know, it's like, what market will we have to work with? And, you you know, Koch did a hell of a job in really leading a lot and really helping Sean Kingston's career to really take off. It took a lot of promo on that. You know, it was something that was different. It wasn't just out there every day. It was something that had to be embraced, you know what I mean? So promo became real key in certain artists, especially on the Koch side, you know, which I respect them tremendously because I think they did. Sean Rock, my man Gazelle, everybody at Koch, they do a hell of a job, you know?
But this is the thing I got to say. Since we're in a new school of the whole, you know, age of the whole music industry, I feel like it's lacking a little bit of that hardcore promo. Like, you know how you used to back in the day, they had the wrapped up vehicles, you jump out the car.
Yeah, you're right. You know what, I'm going to tell you, really, I think what ended up happening is things got a little too convenient. People started spending a lot of money on pushing projects out that way, like, you know, wrapped up. And, you know, we all went through, especially doing promo, street promo and stuff like that, we went that route for artists as well. You know, but the main thing is at the time record labels had budgets to do that. You know what I mean? Now, where for a lot of artists are going to the internet, the viral marketing, you know, straight, you know, doing a lot of internet things, people are having to figure out different ways of marketing and promoting their product, especially, you know, through the internet. So people are not, you're not going to see as much rap vehicles and big posters and stuff, because the money to spend on that promotion, the record labels are not putting that much out as it was. You know what I mean? They're spending money, they're hiring teams to do blogging and stuff like that. Like, you know, maybe Giffen may bring on a bunch of bloggers to work a different project. And, you know, that's how they go about doing things. And it's a little more effective for them, you know, and it's cheaper.
And that's true, man, because the bloggers nowadays actually hold the weight on the industry.
For sure. I mean, you got people using Twitter during a presidential speech. Like, come on, you know what I mean? Like, they ain't putting billboards up. They typing each other. So, I mean, you know it's internet-driven right now, and it's a good thing because we kept up. You know, we kept moving as we did street promo, and then as the internet thing started getting hotter and hotter, we kept up with it. As we talk to artists, clients, we tell them, look, we got to get that footage out. We got to, you know, like we much respect to World Star Hip Hop, Vlad TV, and a lot of other sites, UGG, a lot of sites that just really represent hip hop and give artists a chance to put some footage out there, whether they're new artists, old artists, in between, combined. All of that, just showing love, and that's respect, you know?
That's what's up. Yeah, because, you know, I'm starting to see, you know, like, and I gotta give a reference to my man Billy Blast. You know, he made this this quote right here. We went from quarters to blocks to www.dots. It's a digital hustle, baby.
Yeah.
Straight up, you know, and for those, you know, that didn't get it the first time, we went from quarters to blocks to www.dots. It's a digital hustle. You know, stand by my man, Billy Blast, Vintage Beast, you know, check that out. But like I said, man, it's a digital hustle, no matter any way you look at it, man. The game is point blank. It's all internet. And if you ain't on it, then you lost in the sauce, Flair.
You're right. That's absolutely the truth. For us, it gives us an opportunity to have a team that can work a project, whether it's an artist that's on the rise, whether it's an artist that got a good buzz. I can be in Pennsylvania and still reach out to a good artist like my artist that I'm working with as far as publicists is concerned, Isis out of Atlanta. Like, her buzz is sick right now, you know what I mean? We got Susanna Simone out of Alabama, sick right now, but we're not there. But, you know, when we have to be there, we're there. At the different events, we come out, we do red carpet, so on and so forth. But right now, we're still doing the viral marketing thing, and it's effective. You know what I mean? If you check their pages and MySpace and names, and they're effective because we get it done, and that's just how it is. Viral marketing to the death.
that's what's up.
Lush Radio, yeah.
We definitely getting it in. It ain't no game over here. We ain't playing, yeah. Man. So, you know, from you know, the transition from promoter, like most people, I think you were like, okay, well, I'm doing promotions. I done built all these contacts, and, you know, why don't I take it to the next level?
Of course. Of course. I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So become a publicist. Was that the story for you?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it was a situation where I was getting hired by clients that had an agenda. So I would sit down and I would listen to the agenda, and I would come up with a game plan. You know, I sit down with my team, my partner and I, we sit down, we think about it, and we talk with the team, and we come up with a game plan. And then I hear that the publicist put some stuff out prior. You know what I mean? And it's not their fault they're doing their job. But it became a point where, look, you know, we can handle this. Like, if it comes down to not being effective for a client because they're spending money in two different areas, then let's learn this ability and let's conquer it. So we got, you know, more into the publicist stuff, and we learned. And it ain't an easy task, you know, at all. We had Catherine from Chill Publications really, you know, show up for us when we did some different things, and when we did the Queen Pen Press Day in New York. That, you know, it was a good thing. Lush came out, UGG. Like, we appreciate Music Mania, everybody who come out and support. And just to also say, you know,
Don't forget the Street Queens.
Definitely. Street Queens definitely came out and supported. One thing about a publicist is the press is the most important person that they really, really need to reach and always stay on point with. You know, like, we go for every single market to make sure we have press in every market and make sure that we communicate with them. Some people call them when they need something. Some people only call them when they got something hot or when they have something that's not hot. They call the bigger ones when they have something that's hot. You know what I mean? Like, we try to show love to everybody who supports because we support. You know what I mean? And it's just, that's how it goes down. Like, we show mad love for everybody in this business that definitely understands hard work and a grind.
And that's what it truly is. So the other thing about it is, you know, was that transition to becoming a publicist from a promoter, was it an easy transition for you?
It's still, you know what, it's still a transition for me, honestly. You know, it's something that as a team that we sit down and we work out, and then sometimes if it becomes a little overwhelming, we'll make sure and we'll bring in some people that we deal with, that we work with, in different areas to handle. Like, if we need to do something in Atlanta and we're in New York to handle something, we'll have our team in Atlanta handle it and feel, you know, it's good and it's handled and it's covered. And you know what I mean? Like, we don't overwhelm ourselves. So the transition is still an ongoing process. It's even promo is still an ongoing process. Like, if we wasn't still learning, we would have never got the viral marketing. You know what I mean? Like, we would have still been out there trying to sell people on rapping a van, and not saying that that's not effective, but there's other effective, less cost effective ways of doing it, and it seems to be on a computer right now. You know what I mean? So we still are, even in the promo mode, are still learning. Even in the publicist mode, we still learning. I think anybody who's in this business will always say that every day they're still learning. Including you, am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every single day I humble myself and I say, with the OGs and the people that have been in the game, I learn from them, and
exactly.
I humble myself because I'm learning. Even I learn from you. You know, you give me advice and tips on different things, and you know, respect you for that. And you know, every day is a learning experience for me. You know, the different, you know, just doing radio, I do publicity too, but, you know, just learning from you, you know.
One of the things that's really been able to help us and sustain us a lot is we get to learn from people in the game. Like, I get an opportunity to sit down with Sweet T and talk about how it's been and what's going on now, and Queen Pen and Corrupt and Cocaine, like, I get it from all sides. To sit down with those guys and really understand where they come from in the game, and it gives you a real respect of what they're doing in the game now. You know what I mean? So I know exactly what you say when you say you sit down and you just soak up from OGs in the game. It's beautiful. I learn from them. I learn from young cats. Like, Yo, my nephew to Don, Queenpin's son, hot artist, doing his thing. I mean, he's a young cat that's grinding and doing his thing. You know what I mean? Like, he caught it. He understands. He on the internet consistently promoting his stuff. Got stuff with Bow Wow, stuff with enough people. You know, things that's just coming out and that he's doing on his own, just really grinding because he understands. And it teaches us, you know what I mean, no matter what. You got to know what the young people want. That's a must. You know what I mean? That's a must. And in order to do that, you have to still stay in touch with people all the time.
And at the same time, we need to understand that they are the consumer for nowadays. The older crowd, you know, they're kind of down a little bit. We have to understand the teens now are the consumer. Take, for example, your boy Super Soaker that. Oh, your man.
Oh, yeah.
Manipulated the mess out the internet. Come on, man. He put a lot of people to shame.
Sure enough. I mean, then what can you say? You can't. Man, listen. I wish I was the one that got the credit for that. Like, come on, you can't, like, for real, real talk, you can't, like, I would never hate on a man that took a marketing idea and became genius with it. Like, you know what I mean? I do promotion. So for me to feel like that was dumb, like, I can't even imagine that. Like, you know what I mean? Hopefully other people will become unique. I get approached by people all the time as far as artists, young artists, that have the same exact sound, same exact words. It's like, man, if you could only take a minute to get creative. No one's saying you got to do a Superman, but the reality is you got grown men on a basketball court doing a Superman. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. At what point would you feel like what he did was wrong?
He's the trendsetter. He started the trend. But do you feel from you know, starting from promotion from back when hip hop and all the whole music industry started? Do you feel as if that a lot of these artists are lacking originality nowadays?
You know, I had a conversation with Ron Fest one day, and he said something that I think is so real. He said that he think rappers today are cowards. And he didn't say it as in everyone's a coward. He just said he thinks they take the coward way out, meaning whatever's popping right now. I mean, when I went to New York recently, and everything I heard on the radio was Lil Wayne and Rick Ross. No disrespect. I mean, I work with a lot of DJs. No disrespect. But should there not be another opportunity for other artists to be able to do what they... The West got some banging stuff right now. Banging. Meech Wells, famous producer out of the West Coast. Corrupt and them got a hot joint out on their album. Mad hot joints on their album. Like, Cocaine doing his thing. He got a joint with Jadakiss on his new mixtape. It's a banger, West Coast Jada. It's a banger. Like, the West Coast got some stuff, but right now, the love is just, I don't know. Something's got to give, right?
Yeah. See, I'm dealing with a, shout out to my man Renna Cheesy and your boy Black Ice, you know, TJ NSB Radio, all my cats over there, DJ King Assassin on the West Coast area. You know, basically, you know, the West Coast got a lot of heat. I mean, they got some heat. But it's like that ever since that deep disconnection with the West Coast and the East Coast, it's kinda hard. Like, people are like, the East Coast people aren't really able to, like, really get that feel of the West Coast for some reason. Well, I'm trying to understand
it's gotta change. It's, you know what? Like, they haven't really had a chance to really get a good opportunity to let people hear that good West Coast that they've been giving us for years. Like, the radio, if radio would give them an opportunity, you would hear that they still got some, and they got some new dudes. They got Eastwood out there. Like, they got some new cats out there that's killing it. You know what I mean? But they're not getting the love. I mean, 40 Glock is getting an opportunity to do his thing. There's some cats that's out there. Gail Gotti. Like, they're doing their thing. Yo-Yo got some joints coming out. Like, they're definitely doing their thing. But, you know, if they don't get that radio, you know, what's left? That's why we love the Mix Show DJs. Respect to the Mix Show DJs.
I just, you know, DJs, man. You got Love Lust Radio.
Matter of fact, respect to the radio DJs, the club DJs, the mixtape DJs, the internet radio shows, the main radio shows, everybody that's, I mean, promotional, we love y'all. Thank you. Even the internet magazines, the regular magazines, the Source, that gave us a big, beautiful shout-out for Persia and what she's going through right now in this month's Source. Check it out. You know, and then your support for that situation, you know?
That's what it is. So, you know, so now you got a big event coming up, you know. You got one of the BET Rip the Runway models in your arsenal. I heard that from a birdie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Christina Mendez, definitely. She has a secret location where we have an event, a celebrity red carpet event going on for her birthday. Just shouting her out, showing her a lot of love for a lot of the things that she's been doing. And we got some surprises waiting for her that night. But, I mean, you know, just keep everybody who wants to know, ChristinaMendez.com. That's where it needs to be. Like, she's in everything. She's been in Matched in Manhattan and on Lifetime Channel. Like, she's been on Fox News. Like, she's done it all. So check her out. You're going to see her a lot more this year. Definitely.
That's what it is. So you, man, you know, the ups and downs of the industry, man. What do you think is the hardest thing?
Hello?
What is the
I didn't hear what you just asked.
With the ups and downs of the industry, what is the hardest thing? What do you think? What is your biggest pet peeve in being a publicist?
I'm ungrateful people. I can tell you that real quick. Ungrateful people. I mean, you know, sometimes it's just like that. Some people just, you know, they just don't get it. You know, and there's a lot. One of my other things is when an artist doesn't go out and really push themselves, they think that everything should be kind of, you know, they get the wrong impression of what this business is about. You know what I mean? I think the ones that really go out and grind for it, the ones that don't take it upon themselves to just allow people to do things for them, but really get out there and do things for themselves, and whether it's even getting your show together, whatever it is, let your team know that you're working. You know what I mean? Like, to just sit around and just kind of figure out, like, why it ain't working for me. That's not going to really cut it when you're an artist. You know what I mean? So, like, it just, for us, it's a beautiful thing when we're working with artists, which artists we work with would never be that way. But it's a beautiful thing that when you're working with artists, they're ready to grind. You know what I mean? And sometimes you got to let a situation go just because, you're spending your what do they say, spending top in mud? But, you know, that's it. Challenges, you know, sometimes you just deal with people who just don't get it. That's it.
I got to send a shout-out to my girl from Underground Girls at HipHop.com.
Hell yeah.
Shay Nut.
Underground Girls at HipHop. Love them. See, I got to check them out. They got some crazy interviews popping off.
Interviews. That's right there. She gets it in. I love it. She supports the women in the game.
Street queens.
Anybody that is positive, doing their thing, she supports them. And she's down for the hip, you know.
I want to also mention that. Don't forget to mention that whole women's movement that's happening in March. Was it March?
March the 14th, you got the women's empowerment down in Raleigh, North Carolina, that's getting it in. Women's in Hip Hop, and you got the Women's in Hip Hop with Nancy Osho, and you got the Women's Empowerment Conference right there. Queen Pen's going to be there, right?
Yeah, yep. A lot of people, man. Pretty much every female in the game going to be there. You know what I mean? I know females that we deal with, they will be there. They're going to represent for sure. You know what I mean? Because y'all gotta represent. Like, this is a perfect time for the females to really say, look, we got music too. Straight up. Like,
yo, and
you know what I mean? Whatever movement y'all gotta choose to make that happen, MNS Media, we support that. Let's make it happen.
You know what's hilarious about it, right? Is that I was talking to Camp Low, right? I did an interview. Shout out to Camp Low, A Game Magazine too. And they was talking. They was like, "Yo, Lush, where the ladies at?" I said, "Yo, Queen Pin coming out, T coming out." I mean, a lot of ladies.
I spoke to Sweet T. She looking to come out. I mentioned it to a couple other people. I don't want to put them on the spot, but a couple of other young ladies in the industry. I spoke to, and they said they're going to come out, and I think they will because they're about the women movement, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And I know y'all been working hard between y'all, UGG, and, even in Queen and been talking to people about it. And so I know, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's going to be a good situation. I think everybody, as far as females in the industry, y'all should be there. I mean, is it something that's open to males, or is it just females?
As long as they support the male, to support the females, but it's really geared towards women, though.
All right, so for the females, go out there, you know, whatever it is. I don't know, is there a price to it? Let them know. I don't know, whatever the situation is. Y'all need to be there. That's what it is.
I don't care what you're in North Carolina, and look up the event. Just Google it. It's all over the place. And then the other thing that I was going to say is in regards to that, if you're an up-and-coming female artist and you want real OGs to school you on what they've been through in the game, she down there ASAP. My girl Queen will tell you the real deal, Holenfield and Sweet T. Birds are doing her thing, too. All them OGs will tell you off the bat, it's not an easy game, but you got to stand your ground and gain your respect in this game. You know what I'm saying? It's a cutthroat situation. But if you're a woman and you grab your respect, and you earn your respect, you stay humble and do your want-to, you can definitely make it in there. Don't be intimidated by these men. No offense, Ernest.
I hope not. Yo, like I said, I recently had the opportunity to start working with some more of the young ladies in this business. And the ones that's been in the game and the ones that's coming in the game. Between the two of them, like, I'm hearing talent. You know what I mean? Talent that's just not being heard. And, lyrical. I'm talking about lyrical, like a dude will give it to you. Like, you know, and I give respect. I tell them, yo, I think you hot. You know, you do your thing. Like, if I can't sell it, if I can't move it, if I can't work it or promote it, I have to let them know, right?
Yeah, but you as a publicist, right? So all the publicists out there, you're a client to deal with. Should the publicists actually believe in the artist and their product because they're putting a stamp on it, or should they just go ahead and take the money and just run with it even though they know that it's not a marketable product?
That's a funny question, yo. You know what? Some projects that you work, you may not believe in the music, but that may be because that may not be your genre. It may mean that you are not open to, you know what I mean? Like, that hasn't been something you've been experiencing. However, you may be appreciative that someone else may like it. So you may work the project because you know there is a market. It may not be your market, but what you know it is. If I take on a, for instance, I took on a pop artist on Nikki Scheiberg out of L.A., works with Sony. Like, at the time, I loved her music, but it wasn't something I wasn't, you know what I mean, sure of at the time. But we took it and we ran with it, and it was good, you know what I mean? So, like, sometimes you may not know what may happen with a project, but you may take it on because you know there is a market for it. So I can't really look at somebody, unless they have really bad tracks, and say, yo, they are horrible. Like, I'm sure there's some people out there, but thank God I ain't really had to deal with it. By the time they get to me, somebody told them the truth.
I'm gonna tell you real talk. This is what happened to me. This is recent. Somebody sent me, I ain't going to say no names, dog. Somebody sent me some crazy album and stuff, and I don't know who in the hell the gate open, but that was a hot little lip. Okay. And they had the audacity to ask me to try to promote them for free.
First of all, more freebies. We in a recession. We all gotta eat. That's first of all.
I said, who is this? I said, first of all, who lied to you? What is wrong with them, Ernest? I'm just asking.
Hey,
I mean, if they come to you.
I mean, sometimes you gotta tell people, go back to the drawing board with it, right?
What is
the
problem?
I there's times I have to tell an artist, look, I need a club banger. Or I ain't telling them I want a ringtone joint like some of the labels, but I'm telling them I need a club banger. I need a radio joint. Like, I have to send them back to the drawing board. But sometimes if they just bad, I guess you got to be like, you know, this is a representation of you. Do you really want to put this out as your best? You know, hopefully they'll get it. Sometimes they don't, you know.
That's the crazy thing about it, you know. And you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, that you know. But it's just like sometimes you can just gotta be, you know. What you have to just, you know, take the criticism because it's only gonna make you better. Cause you,
I agree.
Cause come on, man, you can't be coming out. Man, I don't even want to say this dude's name. So.
Everybody takes their craft serious, I believe. So, like, I don't want to offend anybody in their craft. You know, I hope, you know, at some point somebody just says to you, you know, step that game up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to super step it up and put that Superman cape on because the thing is crazy. But, anyway, but the other thing I was going to say to you, man, what does an individual have to look for when picking a publicist?
If they're looking for a publicist, a regular publicist, that's not handling promotion, then of course they want to know that they can do press releases. They want to know that they can handle media alerts. They want to make sure that they can do some red carpet events for them. Make sure that they can get some, whether it be internet visibility or magazine, print magazine visibility, maybe some radio. You know, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, what they do. And it's basically, if sometimes they go as far as getting them different television gigs, stuff like that, sometimes that's left up to an agent. But, you know, when you're doing promo and you're doing publicist work, then there's a lot more involved. There's a lot more grinding involved. There's a lot more internet buzz, like, that you have to really build, you know what I'm saying? And that really doesn't necessarily have to come with publicist work. However, publicist work is very hard work, very tedious. It's very tedious. You got to still try to get sponsors for events and figure out, you know, which opportunity is the best one for that sponsor, because you don't always get a second bite at that apple, you know?
You know what? I want you to hold on the line for a quick commercial. We talk about and break down.
Hold on, before you go on commercial, can I say everybody get that $1 million swag from Susanna Simone, produced by Snipe out of Alabama. Susanna Simone, I'll spell it when we come back from break, sorry.
We're gonna go to a quick commercial. We're gonna talk about the myths of being a PR.
Okay.
Get down to and the dirt of it. Let's get it in. Ooh wee, that sounds kind of horrible right there. Let's go to a commercial.
Attention music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com /LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, TriplePlatinumUnderground.com. Get down with the underground.
Yeah. You already know.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You already know, man. You listen to Lush Radio Online all day, every day, man. We got your man, the CEO of MNS Media. MNS Media Group, your man Ernest, CEO, doing his one of the hottest publishers in the building. You know, the guru, I always come to him for advice.
What's good?
My dude, getting it in all day. The original OGG, diamond in the back, some rooftop, digging the scene on the gangster lean, the woohoo.
Yeah, man.
But like,
eating them sandwiches.
Oh man!
Sandwiches myself. What it is? Go ahead, talk to me.
We went into the break, man.
Shout out to Isis. She got that joint, Shoe Gang. Shout out to her in Atlanta. I'm sorry, I'm just taking shameless plugs. You got to excuse me.
Oh no, go ahead, get your plug.
Let's do it. Come on, talk to me.
Constantly doing your publicity, man. That's what it's all about.
Show verbal murder. That's what it is.
Hopefully you can get her on the show, so you know we
Mary
can get
Diamond.
It.
Susanna Simone, she gonna be on the show next week. Whenever you set it up, let's make that happen. You know what I mean? For real, we gonna make that happen real quick. Y'all don't even know. The mixtape is gonna be crazy. Ladies, these ladies got some stuff. Y'all better be ready.
Yo, ladies. I think this is the year of the woman, man. I think they're
real. Y'all got to do something. You know what I mean? I know y'all got. See, the good thing about female MCs is that you're gonna get a little gangster, but they're gonna at least have some issues they're gonna talk about. Cause they can't just talk about the. You know what I mean? Like these dudes. I love some of that stuff. You know what I mean? But overall, it gets real repetitive.
Well, tired.
So I'm looking forward. I hear a lot of good stuff now. So I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more of this stuff on the radio. Hopefully we can knock down some doors. And, you know, hopefully that empowerment movement that y'all are about to do in March in North Carolina is also addressed to reaching out to some of these radio DJs and getting more spins and stuff like that, you know. Matter of fact, they did that Million DJ March in Washington recently. That was a good situation.
It was a fluke.
Huh?
I heard that was a fluke.
I mean, things happen in rain, but you know, I mean, you got to respect the support. Like the brothers put together the best that they could, and they tried to make a good situation happen. And some people did turn out. Quite a few thousand people turned out, I believe, but. No, not as much as they expected.
But you got to understand that cats like spending. I mean, it was a good thought behind it, but it just didn't work out.
Well, you know what? It got people talking, and that's what good promo does. You know what I mean? So it's all good.
But you know, the other thing I was going to say, we got myths, man. Let me tell you something. This is the one key thing that all these artists, they jump in the game early and they say, yo, can you get me booked? Can you do this? Can you get me a deal? This, that,
mm-hmm,
this?
Mm-hmm,
do this? Dog, that's your manager. This to them, Ernest.
Yeah. It happened. You know what? It came to a point where I had to start telling artists and managers as I took them on as a client, I will not do your job. Don't ask me about bookings. That's not my job. Don't ask me about doing, like, a lot of times managers do get kind of relaxed and they, you know, expect when you're doing promo to kind of handle a lot more of that stuff, and I respect that, but it's just not, it's not happening because it's just too much work. You know what I mean? And not only that, but it is a manager's job. And it's not a manager's job necessarily to do the bookings. Like, they normally get a booking agent to handle that. But a lot of that business stuff, like, don't ask me to put together a proposal for your record label. Like, like, you know what I mean? Like, what? I might as well do that myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get simpleness like that. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you grind with it. You try to teach those who just don't understand, you know?
Yo, and the other thing is, you get this question. So, dog, what you doing? You're not pushing my project. There's no project to be pushed.
Yeah, you're right.
Project.
That
explain
is
that.
You know, it's funny because I can see you've been through it, because you know exactly what the, you know what you go through. You're right. I mean, if you don't. No one wants to just be in the limelight, in the limelight, in the limelight, in the limelight, in the limelight. Because when something new happens for you, no one will really care because they always see you. So, I mean, one of the best things to do as an artist is really to bring buzz to your project as it comes out. You don't want to just keep talking about nothing, because when you call on a, you know, the Source or XXL or something like that, or All Hip Hop, and you know you want something put out there, they're going to be like, come on, again? You know what I mean? So, like, artists got to get that. And a lot of times they're like, hey, you know, how come ain't nothing? Well, you know, what do you got? You know, I got a project coming out in about 3 months. All right, well, I'll let me in about 2. Let's do it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel what you're saying. And sometimes artists do get caught up in that. And you got to just explain, you know, let's get something really going when your project is ready to come out. And sometimes that may be 2 months, depending on what the project is. Maybe a multiple project. It may be about 2 months. It may even be 3 months. But if it's just something that's basic that you really just need a good month of hard PR, viral marketing, and so on and so forth, you know, and then especially if they don't get, if you tell them, look, I need some video footage, I need, you know, whatever you say you need, and if you don't have it, like, you know, what can you really do? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if they ask you what's going on with my project, I guess you got to ask them what's going on with the stuff I asked you for.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, how you tell somebody to promote yourself? You don't got no photo shoot pictures. You don't got no pictures.
Right. I mean, some people, you know, even won't even put a little investment into their MySpace page. You know what I mean? Just to make it look like an artist page. I mean, if you got a big, plain white page and no one's going to it, like, what's the purpose of putting it out there? I got a MySpace page. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many, for those who may not know, Reverb Nation, an excellent website for artists, because you can track your work, you get graphs, all of that good stuff. It's a great, you know, website. Y'all gotta get on your craft. Like, as an artist, you gotta grind. Go to these other websites. This is 50.com, all these websites, and just add your little, you know, put your little profile up and your music, and, you know, just get on as many of those sites as possible. That's your grind right there. Just get on as many rap sites as possible, and just make sure you got pages, because they will always show up in Google searches, stuff like that. That's one to grow on real quick.
But you, the other thing about that is, the thing about it, even if it's a Google search, if they don't tag their stuff properly, it might not be searchable.
You're right.
That's another key.
Go to the community boards. Hit the community boards on these websites, and, you know, throw your single up there, stuff like that. All that stuff shows up on a search, whether you know it or not. I mean, some of you do know it, and y'all like, duh, but there's some that don't know it. You know what I mean? So, like, artists, grind. Like, for real, y'all don't have no reason to be held back right now. Like, the music is in your hands, for sure. All you need is a good promo team like M&S Media. That's what's up. You got a video and you need to get it pushed, we got you. Like, yeah, we got you. Whatever. Radio, college, we can do it, for sure.
They definitely do a lot of big things, and I put a stamp on them. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people get so caught up in, like, oh, well, you're doing the same thing I'm doing. if you, I know you meet a whole bunch of different publishers, right, Ernest?
Yeah, hell yeah. I work with a lot of them. You know what I mean? Like, you got to. Like, you can try to hold your little thing to yourself, but the reality is, if you don't have a contract, that's on you. But at the other point is, you know, if they're going to jump ship, they're going to jump ship. What you going to do? You got to keep grinding, right? Like, hey, I mean, I don't never try to put myself in a situation where one person jumping ship is going to make me or break me, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta work together because networking is all we really got, you know? So if I'm doing an event, like, I mean, with Christina Mendez event, of course, we got to reach out to other publicists, friends. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you do as a publicist. You got to have a communication with other publicists. So, you know.
And that's the thing, right? Even though, you know, I do publicity, Ernest OG publicity, but we still work together. If he have an artist and he wants me to do an interview with them, it's all good. I put a stamp on it because Ernest look out for me. You understand what I'm saying? We look out for each other. I'm not like, oh, we in competition. So many people get caught up in that craziness. That's why we can't move together.
Yeah, what's for me is for me, and what's not, hey, ride with it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is, man. I'm at a point where I can't even, you know, be frustrated about stuff like that. Like, hey, like I tell my peoples, I keep blinders on. So all that extra stuff, you got work to do. You know what I mean? That's just that.
Yo, what? So define what a publicist is to you, because a lot of people really, to all the listeners, man, a lot of people need this breakdown. Cause please educate these people jumping in the game that are lost. Please tell them what a publicist's job is.
Sure. You know what's funny? My partner just walked in. You gotta talk to him too. I'm on a radio interview right quick. Yeah, what's good? Anyway, go ahead, talk to me. We gotta meet, so I gotta wrap this up. But go ahead, finish talking. You asked me what a publicist is to me, you said? You said what a publicist is to me? Is that what you asked me? Hello?
Yes, that's what I said to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A publicist is a person that's, their job is to get publicity for the client, to make sure that they're visible, to make sure that if there's a project to work, that there's some notoriety to the project, to make sure that the artist can continue, you know, whatever they're doing because there's some visibility to it. I mean, that's in a nutshell what their job is, to really get visibility for a client. From there, you know, a lot of people take on a lot of different other hats in the game, so on and so forth. I mean, their job is also to, you know, to keep networking, to make sure they get, you know, press on their side, to make sure that, you know, if they need to call on some different people that they can do so, and, you know, to connect with some different sponsors. I mean, that's the, you know, overall, that's what they do.
That's what's up. The last thing, it's only two questions I have to ask you. The last thing is, if you could give advice to these up-and-coming...
I'm on a radio interview with Lush Radio. We're taping this for you, Lush. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, for the thing about it is basically... when you're getting into the game or the industry, music industry, and trying to become a publicist in the field, dealing in the field that you're dealing with, what type of advice would you give the youth out there?
Keep grinding, like I said before. Like, I mean, Nephew to Don is a perfect example. Like I said, he's a young boy, but, like, his grind is ridiculous. You know what I mean? He don't just sit around and just say, let me just wait for it to happen. But he goes after it, and that's what I'm saying to everybody in youth. Be original. Come with some originality. Come with some things that people can relate to. Think about everybody in your music. It doesn't always have to be one, you know, set person. But, you know, if you're going to do an album and let's say you do an interview with somebody and you're doing an album and you want to talk about your album, come with some original words for your album. I mean, you know, just be on point with your game overall. Try to really learn the business of music beforehand. Really understand. If you want to learn contract management, whatever the case is, just be knowledgeable. Don't just sit around and think it's just going to happen for you. You know what I mean? That's it.
That's what it is. And tell the people, man, where they can check you out, man, if they need your services, man. The hottest OGs doing his 1-2 with all that publicity, all that promo, getting it in. He deals with big names. Get it in. Tell them where they can holler at you, Ernest.
That's MNSMediaGroup.com. M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, MediaGroup.com. You can check us out at MySpace, MNS Media. You can check us out at Strictly for the Promo. We everywhere. You know, Google us. We everywhere. We doing our thing. I mean, you know, we also do management, but, you know, we working with artists that's really serious about what they do, you know, so that's what it is. You can check anything you need to know. If you need, like I said, if you need video promotion, you need radio, whatever you need, like, just come at us. And as long as you got a hot single and we ready to move with it, you got, you know, money for promo, we can make this happen. That's that. You know what I mean?
And that's
Media Group. That's what it is. Darvell Wilson, Ernest Jackson, big things.
I support them and they moving. They definitely doing big things, man. And if in regards to management, he's a dude that really got your best interest in hand, you know. And it is, like, for real, you got to invest in yourself, man. Don't fake and don't be faking on your publicists, because your publicists...
For real. Invest in yourself. Like, it's not even that expensive anymore. You have the opportunity to be out in this business without spending a lot of money on promo. You know what I mean? So if you spend a good amount, a small amount with the right people, you can make it pop right now, right here, these days. Lush Radio, MNS Media, everybody, we out.
That's what it is, man. Holler at them. That's what it is. Lushy Lush live in the building. We got it in all day, every day. Doing that 1-2, man. Your man Ernest was live in the building, giving you the good, the bad, ugly of the industry in regards to, you know, publicity, man. So check them out. If you need that publicity, man, holler at them. They're doing a 1-2, man. I got to give you out a quick commercial. Get it in. Let's be online, baby.
Attention, music compound. Attention, music compound. Soon. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got it.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Aka Fool, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got...
Yo, this your girl, Lady Blaze the Fever, with the girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice. No one got swag like us, baby. Put a stamp on that.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and they make me fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush, right?
This is the tire. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Online.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
In the night, I hear them talk.
Got to measure my bars in kilojoules. Oh, I'm back getting my thug on. Kanye, this beat
how you pick your fight, cause you don't want to be the next motherfucker I victimize. I ain't running rap laps around you little guys. You are just an artist, I'm a motherfucking enterprise. You ain't no boy ass DMV.
You'll never find nobody better than me.
The spirit of 21, ball like 23. If I don't move the crowd with a mic, I use telepathy. I simplify my flow like Sesame. ST dot for you dumb dumbs especially. Oh, I can bring it back up to where it happened to be, but that level to turn your life off like Teddy P. I'm so free as a prison release state. Words as colorful as a Thanksgiving dinner plate. Hey, the world's getting more cold each day. Let me explain on the new page. A little boy lost his hope, lost his soul. Crack baby, mama kicked him out at 12 years old. Whoa, my ball black and strung off dope. Forgetting the fact of baby boys out in the cold. On his own. And we